the new repair and leasing scheme, Greg, it's been introduced both for a number of reasons. I suppose number one, it's an effort to bring vacant private housing properties back into productive use, mainly in the centres of our towns and villages that we have vacant properties. So I suppose there's a number of benefits. Number one, maybe for house owners who have vacant properties. Number two, it will benefit the streetscape of towns and villages by bringing people back into living in the town centres and I suppose bringing vacant and maybe run down properties up to standard again.
And who is responsible for bringing them up to standard? Would that be the property owner with assistance financial from the council?
That's exactly it, Greg. Effectively, the local authority can assist the house owner to bring the property up to rental standard again. And we can assist with repairs or improvements up to the value of a maximum value of $40,000. So obviously there's significant works that can be carried out to dwellings and particularly beneficial for house owners who maybe wouldn't have the wherewithal or the financial ability to bring their house up to standard. So the council then would obviously lease the property from the house owner for between 10 and 20 years, and the finance that the council would have put forward to upgrade the property would be recouped over a period of years. So in essence, Greg, it's like an interest-free loan to house owners to enable them to get the property back to productive use.
Presumably people have to apply for this scheme and then their property would have to be assessed to ensure that it would qualify for it.
Yes, there would be an assessment process, Greg, and I suppose I would encourage I suppose people who might be interested in the first entrance to check the frequently asked questions on our website and further details, and contact our public service centres throughout the county. And there would be an application form as well that's on the website that people can fill out and submit, and then we would sit down and deal with each case on a case-by-case basis.